City life makes me nervous, what with all the noise and hustle, and because there's so many people there. I'm a country boy and enjoy the peace and quiet out here in the Sourtown Mountains, surrounded by Mother Nature and all her cute little woodland creatures. But since Leslie and I moved here several years ago, we've learned about the real nature of Mother Nature. Take it from me, nature isn't as peaceful as it seems. In fact, Mother Nature is violent, always hungry, and can be very scary. For example, one night I woke up to find a long king snake staring at me through the window screen. Now, he was on his way to a nearby bird's nest where five newly hatched phoebes slept, peacefully unaware of the slithering doom nearby. I'll spare you the details, but let's just say the snake's attempt to reach those baby birds was a complete success. Another night I heard the mortal scream of a rabbit as a fox caught it. That gave me chills. It sounded like the rabbit knew his life was over and that he was not getting away this time. I even heard the fox growl as he finished the rabbit off. I didn't go back to sleep right away. And a recent encounter with a bobcat reminds me that I'm part of nature myself and that my own welfare can sometimes be in jeopardy. Mother Nature makes sure there's never a dull moment, and some of those moments are scarier than what normally goes on in any city. There's even violence galore at the bird feeder. Have you ever seen a goldfinch snarl? I didn't even know birds could snarl. They look just like a kid with a new toy shouting, "Mine! Mine! Mine!" Even the mourning doves slap each other over seed that's fallen to the ground. Frankly, the whole thing makes me wonder why we even use doves as symbols of peace at all, unless peace requires the occasional slap upside the head. And there's more than violence going on. Among nature's many surprises, few are as shocking as the parenting habits of the cowbird. Cowbirds are black with a brown head and are a bit smaller than a robin. They make several noises, including one that sounds like a cell phone. We often see them at our feeder. They're called cowbirds because of their association with buffalo. Cowbirds traditionally followed buffalo herds, feeding on insects kicked up by the buffalo's hooves. Apparently, this keeps the cowbirds too busy for anything else, including raising their own offspring. We call them cowbirds, but a better name is deadbeat birds. Cowbirds are possibly the worst parents on the planet. Since they follow the buffalo, they don't have time to stay anywhere long enough to build nests, hatch eggs, and feed their young. Cowbirds delegate the entire parenting experience to other birds. Here's how. A female cowbird will invade some other bird's nest just long enough to toss out one of the eggs already there and replace it with an egg of her own. Now, she does this in four or five nests and then moves on, gorging herself on bugs from the invisible buffalo, her parental obligations now over. Meanwhile, the original owner of the nest won't notice that a new and sometimes much larger egg is in the nest and will often just accept it, feeding the newly hatched cowbird right along with her own babies. In the world of bird parenting, cowbirds are completely irresponsible. If human beings did this, it could explain those weird relatives who don't resemble anyone else in the family. Now, this must create self-identity problems for cowbirds, since each one probably thinks he's a finch or a chickadee or he's whatever kind of bird he hatched and grew up with. But sooner or later, one cowbird pairs up with another to produce more eggs, only to leave them in various nests where other birds raise their babies while those cowbirds follow the invisible herd. Unbelievable! So much for life in the country, surrounded by the peace and tranquility of Mother Nature. But we should all take heart. Admittedly, we humans still have plenty of room for improvement in the ways we treat our own children, but I think there's inspiration in cowbird behavior. Unlike cowbirds, most humans prefer to raise our own young, and we've established programs that, while underfunded, do exist to provide aid to children without parents. Cowbirds don't do that. Sure, we may snarl at each other, just like the goldfinches, and we often do much worse than snarl, but unlike the cowbirds, we don't routinely drop our babies off on a stranger's doorstep to go traipsing off after the cattle the way those cowbirds do. So I think there's hope for us yet.